It's the Odd Drunk Podcast, a very strange podcast, the drunkest show in the world. It's Jackson and Colton talking out of their ass. We don't care
as long as drinks are poured.
Sometimes we have our friends here. We will talk about anything.
Anything.
We don't care as long as we have beer. And if you let that whiskey ring. The Odd Drunk Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Odd Drunk Podcast.
We are here
tonight to finish off the Wolverine trilogy. More like anthology, more like disconnected. Yeah, it's an anthology.
Just excuses to have Hugh Jackman on screen.
Excuses to have Hugh Jackman on screen. And what's our excuse?
Burped and coughed at the same time.
Oh,
that was.
If you fart and sneeze, you'll die. You know.
That was very unpleasant.
But
I'm okay.
Anyways, we're here with another commentary, and we're doing this leading up to Deadpool and Wolverine. We'll talk about the trailer for sure, the new trailer. And
yes.
Yeah, we've already done X-Men Origins Wolverine, and Wolverine goes to Japan, so. Now we're doing Wolverine, but Western and sad.
Yeah.
Pretty much. No, this is an amazing film.
I love it.
It's honestly like in my top five superhero films and my top movies, really.
It's
really good.
It's really difficult for me to rank top movies of all time, but it's definitely in my top like superhero movies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's one that I don't watch it all the time. I haven't seen it in years. In fact, I think the last time I rewatched it was like 2019 or 2020. It might have been during COVID when I was bored and just going back to movies.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched it.
Anyway, we're going into Logan, and next month we'll be doing Deadpool, Deadpool 2, and so on, and then just our review of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah,
this July.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be awesome. So, I'm excited.
We're going to get into this because this is a pretty long one here.
Yeah.
If you've never listened to one of our commentaries before, this is how it goes. I say 3, 2, 1, play. And then we hit play. That's pretty much it. And then we're going to sync up at the 20th Century Fox logo because that's easy and, you know.
Yeah.
It's not in a graveyard. At the moment. Anyways.
All right,
let's get this going. Everyone get their copy lined up. Get your...
I'm ready.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Which is really cool. I love how Disney Plus has got like straight up mature content now, especially with Hulu.
I just added our Hulu subscription.
Hard R stuff. Like really bad things. Yeah.
Yeah. You watch the Big Lebowski.
It's combined now.
Disney Plus now. It's great.
Oh, there's a lot of crazy shit you can watch here now. It's actually, now that they combine with Hulu, you know, giving Netflix a run for its money. Even.
I think it's the best streaming service when it's combined with Hulu.
With Hulu, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Here we go. The 20th Century Fox logo. You get the drums, trumpets. I don't have any sound. I don't have any sound.
Uh-oh.
Is there supposed to be sound here?
There's sound, yeah. It's probably... Maybe the browser is... Your browser is set up to a different...
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
There's a guy with the Archer TSG.
Yeah, TSG. That's Odysseus, actually. He shot the thing through the thing.
Oh, yeah.
It went through the...
Some
axis.
Knowledge drop in there.
Yeah, he shot
you
the
didn't
thing
expect
thing.
To come to the Odd Drunk Podcast to learn stuff, but you are.
Yeah. God damn. Please.
Association with Marvel Entertainment.
Oh, I have sound.
Oh, there. Nice.
All right. Anyways, obviously, this was supposed to be Hugh Jackman's last Wolverine film. Our role as the character. Directed by James Mangold, who also did The Wolverine. We learned that last time. But obviously he's coming back. But this would have been and at a time was a great send off.
Yeah. Some cool boots.
I have shoes just like that.
I do too. Yeah.
My work shoes, actually. No joke. We could have watched a black and white version, you know?
Yeah. There's a black and white version of Fury Road, Mad Max, that I want to check out.
I love how he's just worried about them damaging. Oh, there we go. So obviously he's all weak and old now. From the metal point, the adamantium, right?
Yeah.
Well, they go into like what's going on. There's a couple of different factors, but I love to see he slowly gets up and they're like, what the fuck? And here come the claws.
Some performance issues. Claws,
huh? Yeah. Yeah. Performance issues of Wolverine's over 40. Deadpool joked about it, so we can joke about it. But here we go. I love that he's just taking hits and like he's just, it's sloppy. Oh, yeah, through the guy's arm. And I love the violence in this. And that sounds. Let's just be real. Wolverine's character, if you want to serve his character justice, it has to be rated R.
Yeah. Like, done properly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, the animated stuff.
Oh, he
stuff,
gets angrier like, because it, they chip yeah, the paint.
Yep. Now he goes feral. Damn. Ooh, through the head. Yeah.
Love it.
Also, it's nice to be at the good one now.
Yeah.
Like, the Wolverine was fun. Yeah, Origins I like Wolverine it. Was Origins Wolverine was fun to laugh at and to, you know, kind of shit on. but this one's just
this is
cinema.
Like, yeah.
Like
here I can
it's the Dark Knight of
if we get bored, I can X-Men. Read you my English 270 history of film paper from 2018.
He's not lying.
Genre
He's
mixing and narrative elements in Logan 2017. Yeah.
Hey, I mean,
I haven't read since
that,
I wrote it.
Keep that so at the ready.
It's probably a very poorly written paper.
I love the soundtrack here too.
But I took a history of film class, and we had to write two film reviews, like essays, and it could be about any movie. So I did this as one of them.
Great choice.
But I mean, you mentioned like it's like a Western, but it's also like
it is
sci-fi. Like it has like
it's a sci-fi Western.
Sci-fi like themes in
well,
it.
Well, it's got a little bit of Mad Max stuff in it too.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, it's just all painful now. It's slow.
Yeah.
Well, the beard, slow for Wolverine.
The beard looks good.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this look.
Yeah.
For an old man Logan look, at least. So
anyway,
2029.
We should probably talk about real quick. What are you drinking tonight?
All right, yeah, I found a cool new liquor store. I think it might be one of my main stops because they had a lot of exotic stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it's ran by these two Indian guys. And
what pricks? Not the
yeah,
Indian guys,
well,
the guys on the
that's
screen.
That's some commentary there, and it still applies. Especially when this movie came out. I mean,
I mean, honestly, there's... You know, not that this movie is that old, but the commentary in it holds up really, really well.
Yeah. And I can't believe we're 5 years away from this date now.
Yeah.
2029. That's pretty wild.
This movie also marked a special, special moment for me in my cinema viewing experience because it was the first time I ever went to a movie theater that had recliners as the seats, and I was
really
amazed. I was
yeah, it's nice.
I was
it?
Like, whoa.
Welcome Welcome to the modern age.
Anyways,
sorry. I plan on getting some Japanese whiskey, but Megadeth just dropped. Megadeth just announced a concert here at Amphitheater in August.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had to. It was only like $40 a piece, but
hell yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm excited. Otherwise, I would have got some Japanese whiskey, but the cheapest one there was like $80.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, I got the next best thing. I got Starward Twofold, double grain Australian whiskey.
Ooh. I've never had an Australian whiskey.
Hugh Jackman's Australian.
Yeah.
Wolverine likes whiskey. Put the two together.
Yeah.
And it's matured in red wine barrels.
Ooh, nice.
It's this ambitious expression marries two quintessentially Australian grains, wheat and malted barley, and elementally matures them in Melbourne's intensely reactive climate. So, Weekly Planet, you drink Twofold, let us know.
If you're... Nice. This guy's most recent major role was he played one of the Nazi henchmen in Dial Destiny.
He's always a bad guy. Always. Who is he? Boyd Holbrook. Yeah.
He's a good actor, but his main personality trait on screen is that he has a smooth Southern accent.
Yeah. Oh, so he's like a neo-Nazi, right?
Well, I don't know what he is.
Not
in this,
the actor,
but I don't know what he is in this movie. But he
his
he,
character. No, in this he's a
in
Reaver?
Dial of Destiny. He was a
mercenary
neo-Nazi.
Reaver guy.
Yeah, something.
Oh yeah, he was a neo-Nazi in that. And Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He played one of the henchmen.
yeah.
Anyway,
he's always a bad guy. And this whiskey is. I'm just actually now getting into whiskeys.
Nice.
And so I'm not a good judge, but it definitely has a lot of red wine flavoring to it, which you could take it or leave it. I don't know.
I like that sort of thing. There's some scotches that I really like that are aged in sherry barrels.
I can definitely, you would not have to write that there, and I would taste the red wine.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
so good. It has, and it's more in the aftertaste, like it just straight tastes like a whiskey, and then the aromas and the aftertaste is of red, is of wine.
Nice.
But yeah, pretty good. You know, coming up maybe next paycheck, I'm gonna try some Japanese whiskey at this place because they have all kinds of exotic, they have Indian whiskeys, Japanese whiskeys,
nice.
All kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
I didn't take a gander at their rum.
The shop that
their,
I'm at, we carry a few Japanese whiskeys, but we don't have like any Indian or Australian or anything like that. That's cool.
Dude, they had some top shelf Japanese whiskeys, and those are the ones I could find that weren't behind the counter.
There's a really good
$200.
Well, I don't remember what Japanese distillery it is, but they did a collaboration with Kentucky Owl.
Oh yeah,
that's really good. Yeah, I planned on getting some Foster's for this, because it's Australian for beer,
mate.
Australian for beer, even though I know it's neither made in Australia nor is apparently even popular in Australia. but we don't really have anything else that's close to actual Australian beer here. But they didn't have any of that when I went to the store. So I ended up getting, has nothing to do with the movie, but I saw they had it in season now, the Rio Lento from Four Noses Brewing. That's the Mexican lager with lime and sea salt.
Oh, I love that one. I love it.
Yeah. Super tasty beer. I got excited when I saw it, so I bought it.
And Steven Merchant's always playing kind of like a weird, like...
He's a weird guy.
Kind of wormy character. I like Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he's usually a writer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the original.
He wrote for The Office.
He's the original creator of The Office with Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's this guy here?
Caliban.
Caliban?
Caliban. I don't know. Something like that. He's like, he can track mutants or something, but he's like an albino. So he.
Yeah, I don't think that's anything like the comic book Caliban.
I don't think so either, no.
Yeah, like comic book one. It's like a huge hulking. Or maybe I'm thinking of a different guy.
It's not the first time he's been adapted in the movies. He's.
Oh, when he was made in a. He was made into a Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse by Apocalypse. That's when he got all big and like crazy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And Patrick Stewart back as Professor X. I guess in this, he's just Charles. But, you know.
He is excellent. And he's crazy. In this, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Just so good.
I mean, just putting these two in a room, are in this case a big water. Oh, fuck. Big empty water tank or whatever it is.
It's kind of sad watching Professor X like this.
It is sad.
Like,
Professor X with.
And Patrick
Alzheimer's
Stewart does
or whatever he's dealing
the,
with.
Does the dementia thing really
yeah,
well.
Dementia, yeah.
Like, he's very good at it.
And yeah, when you have a psych, you know, Professor X, the potentially strongest psychic in the Marvel Universe, when he has Caesars and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Kill people. And isn't this what killed a bunch of the X-Men?
I think so. I feel
and
like
also,
they leave it really vague, but they imply, I think, that either Professor X did it or that Logan did it.
They both did it.
Like, I don't know.
They joined forces. No, I think in this version,
they just
Professor
both got
X.
Really drunk and decided to kill everyone.
Also, he died. Okay, so he died in The Last Stand.
Yeah.
He dies in this one. Spoiler alert. He dies in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
A different version. He dies. Doesn't he?
He doesn't die in Days of Future Past.
James McAvoy version doesn't die, right?
Neither one of them die in Days of Future Past.
Well, I think it shows them killing everybody, the Sentinels.
No, but the Sentinels are killing everyone, but it's Professor X is the one that's sending Logan back in time.
Yeah.
So they don't get to Professor X.
Right.
Well, no, I don't
Kitty
think
Pryde
so.
Sends him back in time.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's actually been a while since I've seen it.
It's like a weird power she develops or whatever. You can like.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I do remember there's the scene where like him and James McAvoy like talk telepathically through time or something.
Yeah, that scene was sick.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Future self.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, because doesn't he talk to him through Logan's brain mind? Like,
yeah, I think that's
some
exactly,
crazy shit like that.
Yeah, I like that movie. I think I wouldn't say
that's the best
underrated.
Like proper.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's underrated, but I feel like people ignore it.
I think it's the best X-Men movie, maybe, potentially.
It's one of them.
But then again, I went back and watched the original trilogy.
X1 and 2 are pretty freaking good.
Even Last Stand is pretty good.
It's
with
been a while
all
since I've seen that.
Hiccups. It's not amazing by any standard, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they rushed through the Phoenix Saga, and then they rushed through it again, the Dark Phoenix. But at least the Last Stand version had some build-up to it.
I can't really speak for Dark Phoenix. It's the only one I haven't seen. But I've heard it's bad.
By all accounts, I've heard it's bad.
I do need to watch it eventually.
you don't need to.
I have too many superhero movies that I haven't watched that I've... I still haven't watched Echo.
That's pretty damn good.
That was good.
I think it's kind of like a one watch thing though. It's like I have no inclination to rewatch.
That's okay though.
Well, that's with me with most shows.
Yeah. Last year I got around to watching.
There's the Katana from.
Oh yeah. Japan. Last year I got around to watching Andor, which I think is one of my favorite Star Wars like things. But I also
To pull his claw out.
Don't really want to rewatch it because it's just long and feels like a lot of work to rewatch it.
Hey, Star Wars shouldn't be political, says every like.
I think Andor
says everyone, even though it's
was
always been
the
political.
First Star Wars movie since the original trilogy to that actually felt like it had something to say.
Right.
And I think it was really, really well done.
Well, no. The prequel trilogy had heavy allusions.
Oh, right, right. True.
Like Bush era politics and the war in Iraq and stuff like
where
that.
Where Anakin straight up quotes Bush, like in the.
Yeah. Yeah. So the prequel, George Lucas is always.
Yeah.
Throwing politics in there.
That's, I guess the first Star Wars since.
But I guess people thought, people never thought it was political until they started with the scenes with the Senate and all that, where it's overtly political.
Andor is like overtly political though. And I think I saw a review of it that was like a really interesting breakdown where it was in the entirety of Andor is just this story of how someone becomes radicalized.
Right.
Because like Andor, the character, he doesn't like the Empire at the beginning, but he's not a rebel. Mm-hmm. He's not radicalized. So it's like four different story arcs exploring different aspects of fascism, you know, capitalism, colonialism, all these different aspects. And it's how this character, through experiencing these things, becomes radicalized. And I think it's really well done.
Nice.
Sorry, back to X-Men.
Back to Logan. Yeah, he's just sick and tired of taking care of him.
I do really like Steven Merchant.
And also, you have a living weapon. Two living weapons.
Yeah.
So
I guess Logan's plan is to get a boat and take Professor X out to sea so he can't like hurt anyone.
Yeah, just die out there.
Yeah.
In peace.
Because he doesn't have the balls to put him out of his misery.
No.
But to be fair, I wouldn't either.
No.
And not that it's the right thing to do, but like also, you know.
Well,
he probably shouldn't be.
The right thing to do if he's endangering.
Yeah, he's endangering people. Probably the right thing to do would be to not just keep him locked up in a water tank.
Well, that blocks his mind powers.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is to actually try to go get some help. But I guess
I think he's got to save up money.
Yeah. Well, I guess in this version of the X-Men universe, there's not a lot of mutants out there left, so he probably doesn't feel like there is any help out there.
I think any of the free mutants are probably in Canada. At least that's what they allude to. Boobies on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Isn't that something? Anyways.
And I like how Logan there, like, he's not like, ooh, boobies. He's like, fucking kids.
No.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the man's like 280 or whatever.
Yeah, he just doesn't give a shit. He's just like these.
Actually, how old would he be?
I don't know when this takes place.
2029.
I like how he has the reading glasses, and I like how he has the tag that's still on the reading glasses, implying that he broke his old ones.
He's like almost two. He's like 200. Either way, Daphne Keene. Rumors have it that she might be in the new Deadpool movie because she's a teenager now.
She's good in this.
She could play more grown up X-23.
X-23 is really cool.
But I also heard rumors that they got the chick from John Wick. She's like the Russian, the one. Oh, yeah, you haven't seen Chapter 4.
I haven't seen Chapter 4, no.
But I heard they got someone else to play an even older version of her.
I think she's a cool character.
I would
not
doubt that she's also in this. In
yeah.
The new one. But,
I think she's a cool character. I think there's been a few attempts to kind of have a character take over Logan's like role in X-Men, and I think she's the only one that's kind of worked.
As like the child, like the clone, the
well, like as the whole like taking over his spot.
Right, yeah.
Thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think she's the only there's been a few attempts.
She's a good one of
she's
the best
only
examples.
One that works, I think.
But there's a scene in the new Deadpool trailer where Wolverine is talking to somebody and they frame it like he's talking to Deadpool, but he says, "Hey kid, I'm no hero." He wouldn't call Deadpool a kid.
Yeah.
And all the scenes he's interacting with Deadpool, he's telling him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just like, leave me alone, goddammit.
So I think...
And if there's anything, if there's anything that you know about Deadpool is that he does not leave you alone.
No, especially
you tell him to leave you alone.
No, but I mean that maybe he's talking to X-23 at that point.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is a different version. Like, I wonder if there's going to be any kind of connections to this movie. I hope there's not. I hope they just leave it like, oh, it's a variant. It's another different Wolverine. I like the X-Men comic there. That's cool.
I like that in this like version of the X-Men universe, like there were comics of the X-Men.
Yeah. Which is that? How much is
it? Supposed to be 20,000, I think.
Yeah.
There might be a few moments of silence in this episode.
So she's transporting him up. She wants him to transport her up north, right?
Yeah.
To North Dakota, yeah. And they're like in Texas or New Mexico or something.
Somewhere by the border, yeah, the southern border.
I think they filmed this in New Mexico.
It looks like New Mexico. There. Realist, but like, I don't know.
But I think it's supposed to be Texas. But yeah, it is sad seeing Charles like this. But I think this is Patrick Stewart's best performance as him.
I think so too. I mean, he's really good
not
in
that
this.
He's not good in any of them, but he they really get to, since it's such a small cast here.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is also like, Hugh Jackman's best performance.
It's a lot of dialogue and a lot of intimate moments. Well, Hugh Jackman always nails it as Wolverine.
Yeah, but I think
just the first time he's been put in a...
I think he's given a lot of really good, like, moments.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but this is the first time he's been given a really stellar script and put in a really good film.
Yeah.
As the character. And not, like, a blockbuster, not a team-up, not... cheese fest.
Oh no.
And they killed her. And I love how, I mean, it's a slow burn. I mean, it's not, yeah, it's definitely not what I would consider a superhero genre movie. It's
Yeah, it's like I'd say it's filmed like a Western, but thematically it's a sci-fi.
I would actually, I don't even think thematically it's sci-fi. I think the setting is sci-fi.
No, well, what I mean is like thematically, like not just the setting, but the circumstances all the characters are in, the reason why.
No, but I also, well, the circumstances, but I also think the crux of the film is running away from these guys and moving to a destination throughout the American countryside and the West.
Well, that's what I mean. What that's kind of what I mean. Like, it's filmed like a Western. Like, it's filmed and paced and set like a Western, but thematically,
even the color grading.
Yeah, but thematically, it's very much like has a lot of like traditional sci-fi like elements in it. You know, the idea of taking a future setting and exploring like social consequences, like they explore the GMOs and all that sort of stuff.
Because then Days of Future Past, they prevented the Sentinels, but now it's more subtle. Now it's the GMO thing, and it's the
I like the idea of taking superhero characters we all know and love and using them to like explore more interesting like film ideas. I think that's cool,
and
we don't get enough of that. Like, that's one thing Winter Soldier was just did so excellently, is like take
political
Captain
thriller.
America but make it a political thriller, you know. And that's this is take Wolverine, make it a sci-fi Western, like
sci-fi Western. I think that's our Western sci-fi, because to me it's more Western forward.
I just mean like in its themes and stuff like that, it's very, has a lot of sci-fi like elements in its themes and
plot.
And
these guys are like cyborgs, right? Well, Terminator Judgment Day, I mean, even has, well, it's just pure action, but it even has some Western elements and stuff.
I love that. Just knocks him out.
This is very Terminator. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of Terminator.
Maybe we should do a commentary on Terminator one of these days. I haven't watched that in a long time.
But
all the Terminator movies, just the good ones.
You could put Wolverine as a T-800, and then she's like John Connor.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of like that. But, because she's a great child actress. And I love the silent death stares. And she's literally a killing machine. Worse than Logan, really.
Oh yeah.
Because she's a kid and with no like parent, like, well, for one, she's not weak and old like he is now. And also she's just, if you're any kind of threat, it's very animalistic.
Yeah.
Like instinct based, like ripping your throat out, cutting your head off ASAP.
Oh yeah.
If you're any kind of threat. Logan also will do that.
Yeah, but like Logan,
you.
Logan then has like the moral dilemma behind him of like he has to live with what he's done. I don't think she's there yet. She doesn't feel like she has to live with what she's done. She's just protecting herself.
Yeah. But we'll see later on, we'll see a version of Wolverine, his clone, that has no humanity.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a killing. Basically what they wanted him to be in X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
Just a brainwashed, mind-controlled.
They do an excellent job with the de-aging and that and this. We'll get to that. But really good job.
Well, because Hugh Jackman doesn't look that old.
No.
That's actually makeup to make him look old, if anything.
Yeah.
Or and the just the lack of makeup. But like, he still doesn't even look that old yet. I mean, and whatever de-aging they're using in the Deadpool movie looks great. It might it might just be makeup too.
I think it's just makeup.
Looks good enough.
Yeah.
I think just a little bit of cover up, you know, smooth out.
Because he's still a good looking guy.
Wrinkles.
He's starting to get up there in age, but like.
Yeah.
He
is pushing 60, right?
Yeah, I think he looks very good for pushing 60, though.
But also, well, yeah, and we see scenes in the trailer where he appears even younger and other ones where he's a little older.
Yeah.
So it just. I wonder what they're doing with that. Is that like flashbacks or something or whatever? Or are we going to see multiple Hugh Jackmans running around? I posit that we're going to see different Wolverines, but there's only going to be one Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I definitely want to see some more Wolverines that aren't Hugh Jackman, but
well, I heard Daniel Radcliffe might be one of them. He might be the patch version, apparently.
That would be cool. That'd be very cool.
And I don't know if I said this on the podcast or just a normal discussion. I think they're kind of going to use it as a testing ground, like see how audiences react to the different versions. Because that's a daunting task. To recast Wolverine, a character who's been played by the same actor for nearly 25 years now.
Yeah. When this movie comes out, it'll be 24 years.
Well, they were filming X-Men in like 99.
True.
Because I know Ian McKellen had to finish filming X-Men before they could finish Lord of the Rings or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been doing it a long ass time.
Yeah. That's.
And Patrick Stewart as well. And now he's back as Picard. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Which I've heard that series is kind of a roller coaster of quality.
Yeah, I've heard it's okay. I'm not... Not that I don't like Star Trek at all. I'm not a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, not Trekkie. Why doesn't he just do his mind thing here? But he's always the pacifist. I get it.
Yeah.
But he could kill all these guys just by
easily. Yeah.
Thinking about it. Like they would all just drop dead if Professor X willed it. But he's got the pills, so he doesn't have his powers.
Oh, true.
At the moment. But still, like regular Professor X could do that. Oh, here we go. I love how the fight, like, how shit's filmed here. Like, here they just took him down, but, like, there's no real lead up to it or anything. It's very just happenstance, like, it's very...
It's filmed as, it's just something that's happening.
Yeah.
Not as dramatic, like this really, like, heavy moment. It's just...
I mean, we get those moments in this, but I think this film does a good job of just having just stuff happen in camera.
There's some
fireball
there that clearly Logan was drinking at some point.
Empty.
Yeah.
It was.
I can't stomach fireball anymore.
I feel like at this point in the timeline, he drinks whatever he can get his hands on.
Yeah, he doesn't. He really doesn't care.
Yeah. It's like.
I wonder how much cornflakes.
No idea what they're getting into.
Oh, yeah. Wonder how much cornflakes paid for that sponsorship there.
Stop masturbating, eat cornflakes. You know that's why they were invented, right?
Yeah.
No joke.
No, I'm not. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to elaborate. The guy that invented cornflakes did it to keep people from masturbating. In the 50s or whatever.
No, it was in the 1800s.
Was it? Oh, wow.
Yeah. the cornflakes thing came out of the whole Second Great Awakening thing. It's like granite crackers were a thing too.
That's your one of your buddy's heads.
Maybe cornflakes was a little later. I don't remember. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, she doesn't fuck around.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Any scene with her just tearing people apart.
Well, because it's I feel like they all know. They're like, Logan is old. And like, you put enough bullets in him at this point, you're going to at least slow him down where you could put him in cuffs and stuff.
I mean, he's at the point where he could be killed.
Yeah. Like,
potentially.
But like, she's...
Well, actually, I think the only thing keeping him from getting killed from a bullet is his adamantium.
Yeah. But like, you put enough bullets in him, it's going to hurt him enough. He's not going to just be able to get back up.
He's just
going to
be incapacitated, just like now.
She's so young that it's like, she doesn't have
that
problem.
Is it? So, no, she's like peak Wolverine abilities.
Yeah.
And also, I think they explained it later on that she only has the metal claws because they realized that was a bad decision to give them all metal. Well, and she wouldn't be able to grow.
Right, yeah.
So I think she only has metal claws, so she won't even suffer from the poisoning.
I like this scene of her, like, being all stealthy.
Yeah. It's great stuff.
Oh, this is great, yeah.
And she has the toe claws, right?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
The
I would love to see more of her.
I think we're going to. I think it's very possible.
Whether it's this actress or a new actress, whatever.
Apparently, like, what we've seen in the Deadpool trailer is only, like, 2% of the movie or something like that. Like,
wow.
Maybe a little more than that, but... And then here comes Logan. Oh, she just pulls it out.
Yeah.
But I love just seeing him brawl. Like, he's not like in the X-Men movies where he's just like jumping through the woods and like just one-shotting guys. No, he's brawling. Yeah. He's taking hits. Oh, yeah, there's the coke.
Yeah.
Right in the neck.
Nice.
Yeah, she can do like the somersault thing.
Yeah.
With the claws. I played her in Marvel vs. Capcom, the third one or whatever.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
She could do that shit. Ooh.
I love the brutality in this. It's like, not gory, but it's like,
it's so
itself.
Quick.
Yeah. It
would be gory if it, well, I mean, the decapitated head and everything.
They just like,
but yeah,
let
it's so
it,
quick.
They just like let it happen and move on. So it like doesn't come off as gory.
It's not violent just for the shock factor. I think that's where you're getting at. It's violent because it serves these characters. They have claws. Their power is they slice people up with their claws and they can heal fast. That's their powers.
I do like that, like, when he drives up to her there and she hops on the car, he's just like, he gets it. Just start driving. Yeah. She'll get in. Like,
well, yeah.
She can hit. What he just saw her do is he's like, she can
spits
handle
it out. It's, yeah.
She's one of the most badass little girls in any movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, seriously, yeah.
I like this here.
Yeah, I think she's like 18 now or something crazy, like, or 17. Yeah, I'm serious. Because she was like 10 when this came out.
Oh, right.
So do the math. So yeah, she could very feasibly return.
They could very easily
do the costume, right?
Yes.
Do the if they're doing it with Wolverine, do it with her too. I like he's dragging the barbed wire.
I mean, really.
I
well
almost took
done
the
actions.
Bumper off my car today. When I was leaving the liquor store, my bumper sags, and I clipped the curb. I almost ripped the whole fucking thing off, and it popped back in. It popped.
My partner's car, her front bumper is really low to the ground, so I have to be careful.
Does it get caught?
It doesn't get caught, but it's like, you have to be careful when going into like parking lots and stuff.
Yeah.
To not like scrape it.
Well, me, it could just rip the whole thing off.
Oof. Yeah.
But it always pops back in. I just snap it back in, man. I forgot this had a car chase. A train. That's Wild West. Train.
Trains. Yep. Confirmed it's a Western.
Yep.
I mean, James Mangold,
I would love a period piece.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a Wolverine Western period piece or like Civil War thing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Well, they're doing that game that's Captain America and Black Panther, and it's a World War II game.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
I love that.
I like the idea that it's and Black Panther. That's cool.
The creative director from Uncharted is the head of this new game. And, And apparently all the clip was all in engine footage and all that stuff. But I mean, yeah, it's cool they're doing a Black Panther, but maybe a Wolverine DLC in the future. We've got the Wolverine game coming out.
Yeah.
Insomniac. So, and it's going to be interesting to see how they, I mean, I know it's been leaked and I do not support.
I didn't watch the leaks. I avoided them. Because of the circumstances of what the combat looks like. Like, it's one thing if something leaks. I don't have a problem with stuff leaking, but the circumstances of those leaks I avoided.
Yeah. And Insomniac, by all accounts, is one of the better game developers out there.
They have a good track record so far.
Yeah, it's just giving fans free content and, you know, being very fair, like giving us good shit. And people that bitched about Spider-Man 2, like feeling too much like the first one, it's like, well, Arkham City feels like Arkham Asylum combat-wise. It's just expanded upon.
Yeah.
Like, it's a God, like what?
It's a sequel, just a completely
different mechanics, a completely different game.
Yeah, not every sequel needs to be an overhaul. It can
yell at Bethesda if that's what you're bitching about. Because not all their every games sequel are the
needs to be going from Assassin's Creed to Assassin's Creed 2. Some sequels can be Assassin's Creed 2 to Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Not Brotherhood.
Well,
is
that's a, what Miles Morales is kind of
probably
was.
My favorite game in the Assassin's Creed series. It's not leaps and bounds better than 2.
Just a satisfying story.
Yeah, it's just
get some new abilities, new areas to roam. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you crying about? And now everyone's expecting them to do a Venom game and all, expecting all this shit.
I mean, that'd
just
be cool,
because they
but...
said maybe if he had a good enough response, they would do it. Or do like a DLC. Yeah, that would be awesome. But with the quality content that they give out, don't expect just...
Yeah.
You see what happens when game companies put out Dreg every year.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, it's...
Oh, I forgot he was like vampire... Not vampire, but just... Well, he's albino.
He's albino, so... I don't know if the in-universe, if this is because he's albino or if it's also because of the mutation. Because actual albinos don't burn that fast.
They would burn, but not like this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know stuff about albino.
Hey, that's me in the Phoenix Sun at the State Fair.
I love seeing him with, like, reading glasses on.
Holding it. Sony phone.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't even a Sony film. I mean, like, production. Like, what? Interesting.
And my dude, it's on 4% battery. Plug it in.
My dude.
I don't think Wolverine would respond very
also,
well.
Also, she filmed like a documentary style.
Oh, yeah.
She like edited this and like.
Yeah, she put effort.
Put a lot
that.
Of work, narrated it, and.
Yeah. I don't think Wolverine would respond well to us calling him my dude.
No. No. He... Is that?
Huh?
The kid kind of looks like Mr. Robot.
Oh, Rami Malek. I mean, it's not Rami Malek. He was way too young, but but I could see that a little bit, yeah.
So yeah, you're making mutant kids like an SCP style like facility.
Yeah.
Oh, Richard E. Grant?
Yeah.
I forgot he was in this film.
I always
also
like him.
Plays a lot of bad guys.
Yeah. He's always good and stuff. I always.
Oh, yeah.
He was great in Loki.
Oh, yeah. That's two Marvel characters then. At least. But yeah, he was great as like the classic Loki, the old Loki. You could tell he hated making the Star Wars films.
Oh, yeah.
Or the one he did.
That
was such a waste of his character, such a waste of an actor.
He was in Rise of Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the worst Star Wars. Just.
I think we
I
can
don't,
unanimously agree.
I don't
that
even
Rise of
like.
Skywalker's worse because it has nothing to say. It
yeah.
retreads and like makes Last Jedi irrelevant. Even if you don't like Last Jedi, at least they did something different and bold
yeah.
and whatever.
I don't like the sequel trilogy a whole lot, but I don't totally despise the first two movies in it.
But
And,
then it took us
and I don't
deep.
totally
I mean,
despise the ideas of the characters. I like
it
Rey.
All
I like
went in
all
the trash
that.
Bin.
But Rise of Skywalker, whether you like that trilogy or not, is just a bad movie.
It's basically
like it's not just like a oh how some Star Wars fanboys were like it ruined my childhood, it just made a mockery of Star Wars. I'm like, no, ignore all of that. It's just a bad movie.
What's
It's
his name who directed
terrible.
it?
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams basically burned the scripts and threw them in the can
it's
to make
just
Rise of Skywalker, and then he threw that in the can. Anyways,
I really hate that
Did she
movie.
pop open a beer or something? That kind of looked like a Coors. Oh no! What is that?
I did a couple weeks ago. My coworker sitting at the desk
Pringles.
next to me, she had a Starbucks, like
Shades.
one of those Starbucks cans you can buy at the gas station.
Yeah.
And she opened it up and had it sitting on her desk. And at the corner of my eye, just the color and shape of the can, I thought it was a Coors. And I looked over at her. I'm like, about to be like, what are you? Do you drinking a beer on the job right now?
Oh, she almost murders that guy over the shoplifting. Yeah, like I said, operating on animal instincts.
I like how at this point Logan's just like, I'm just gonna steal shit.
I mean,
he's already seen
it's
all
not
this.
okay. Well, she already stole shit.
Yeah.
What is he gonna do?
Like, what's the harm
Oklahoma
of me
City.
Taking a few cigars there? I also like that he grabs the phone charger because that's what he needs, and then it spots the cigars out of the corner of his eye and grabs some
You're
of
right,
those
yeah.
too.
He would.
I do like a good cigar, but
I like his glasses.
They're good glasses. I
It's
like
still
a
at
good.
4%. He just charged it enough to get it back on.
Yeah. He's obviously not very tech literate.
Just
Yeah.
Leave it plugged in. Logan.
I do like a good
He knows
cigar.
How to fly a Blackbird. How does he not know how to keep a phone plug?
He was born in the 1800s, though, so
he knows how to hack a Sentinel or whatever. Well, hack it to pieces, I guess. But like comic book Wolverine knows shit. Like,
yeah, I like a good
I mean,
cigar, but cigars always take such a long time to smoke that I don't smoke them very often.
I've always done the stupid thing of smoking a cigar in one sitting, like the whole thing in like an hour.
Yeah, I've done that. The first time I smoked one, I yeah. did it too fast and got like felt sick. And
I've
when I was it was like it. When I was 18, my dad gave me a cigar type of thing, and
yeah, I'm
didn't
not a fan.
Tell me how to smoke it or anything. He just gave me it. It was like, you'll figure
you
it
just
out.
Burn.
Like I legitimately like cigars, but it's like you gotta
that
dedicate like a couple hours to smoking it. You gotta have a
you think
place
he had
to smoke
pyro's
it.
DNA?
I don't know.
Also, pyro's gonna be in the new Deadpool, and
Oh,
Lady
cool.
Deathstrike can be seen in a trailer, among others.
There's the scene with the giant Ant-Man head. There's a bunch of
Yeah.
characters that people are saying are like
All past like
side villains
X-Men.
from previous X. So like
Yeah.
Azazel from
Yeah, you can
you can
definitely see
see
him.
him.
Obvious. Toad,
Toad,
Lady
couple
Deathstrike.
couple other characters from Last Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta watch like. I know we're doing the
Catch up on
Wolverine
all
and
the
Deadpool
X-Men
movies
stuff.
on the podcast here, but I gotta actually go and watch the X-Men movies too
You're right.
before that comes out. Because there's a few of them. It's been a while since I've seen. I haven't seen X2 or Last Stand in a good while.
X2's fun. That's with Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah.
They have a pretty good. I mean, this movie though makes you think, oh, what would it have been like if they had the balls to make it rated R? But
Yeah. I mean, those movies, the original X-Men trilogy, for what they were when they were coming out, they're pretty good. Like, yeah, I don't like the leather jumpsuits.
Well, yeah, I mean,
but
think about it. We
I mean,
finally are getting
like,
Wolverine in his proper costume after
yeah.
20 years.
Oh, man. I'm excited, if anything, just for that.
Right. Well, just seeing him and Deadpool walk side by side and full comic book looks, you know.
Yeah. Like that trailer, the most recent trailer got me pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Just from basically just seeing them both
Let's fucking
on screen
go.
Together interacting.
The casino. Yeah, because this is an amazing place. You could have taken them to like a Motel 6 or something.
Yeah, good
Oh,
place to
cowboy
bring.
clothes, because remember, this
It's a
is kind of a
western.
western. And they're in Oklahoma, so. Oklahoma City, which I'll tell you, has no character. It's just a cesspool of a
It
city.
says the Tulsa guy.
Well, yeah. Hey, we have culture. We had a
I've never been to
Black Wall
Oklahoma,
Street,
so
man.
I have no choice but to take your word for it.
You have to.
Yeah.
I'm heavily. What did Arthur tell Dutch? I'm.
Insist.
This is a
You
meme.
insist.
Yeah, I insist that you take my word for it. I like that. I like how they all got hats. And like he's going along with it, Professor.
I love a good hat. I just.
Because he's
I,
just.
I really like a
He's
good.
the
I don't.
Fun grandpa.
I don't wear hats that often these days, other than like maybe like baseball caps on weekends.
And they're
But
watching a western.
Oh yeah, like I don't wear fancy hats. I have a couple fancy hats. I don't wear them. They just sit in
Yeah.
the closet. Like I have a very cool like western hat like here.
Yeah, I have my
Which are,
go-to summer fedora.
yeah, like look at this one. It's super
Yeah,
cool.
That's a good one. That looks like the.
It's the stalker
There's a
hat
hat in
from
Red Dead 2
Red
that
Dead
looks like.
2.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
stalker hat. Yeah.
I don't wear it because I think I look kind of goofy in it, but.
You would have to go all in.
Yeah, you have to go all in. But
You
I
can't just wear the hat.
I like having it. Sometimes I put it on for a few minutes.
And Durango, you would totally fit in as long
yeah.
as you went all in. You had
yeah,
the
you'd have to
boots,
go
you
all
had,
in.
you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I also like that their vision of the future is very modest. Like, there's not a lot of holograms and shit like that. Like, they keep it pretty realistic.
Yeah, it doesn't take place like that far
Because
into the
it's
future.
near future.
Yeah.
Because even when this came out, it was only 9 years, 10 years ahead of it. Here's all the different kids there. Mm, adamantium no. implant.
Source DNA.
James Howlett. His original name. Birth name. Oh, that's what's his name? The pterodactyl guy that wants to turn everyone to dinosaurs?
Yeah, Sauron.
Like Spider-Man's fighting him. He's like, "You have the genetic technology to cure cancer." And he's like, "But I don't want to cure cancer. I want to turn people into dinosaurs."
Isn't his name Sauron?
Yeah, he in universe named himself after Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Cuz he's a nerd. Or if it happened. Damn, she's like 9, Logan. Chill.
Yeah.
This is ice cream for bedwetters. Like, come on.
Yeah. that's pretty much what Professor X is saying. It's just, Logan, yeah. Chill. It's a fucking, like, 10-year-old. Like,
yeah. He's like, Logan, I know what happened. But chill. Come on. Which film is this?
I don't know.
Look it up.
It's a lot of westerns. It's hard to keep track of them.
Yeah. It's a fuckload.
We forget nowadays because of, like, we don't have a lot of westerns these days, but there was a long period of time, several decades in Hollywood, where westerns were the most common style of film.
Well, and that's what's happening with superhero movies.
Yeah.
And even Steven Spielberg is quoted saying something along like, you know, the Marvel films will die the way of the Western.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what the fuck,
Spielberg? I saw some
means that kind of in a good way. Like,
well, yeah, I mean,
well, both a good way and a bad. It's just a realistic.
There were so many Westerns. So many of them were really bad. That doesn't mean there weren't really good ones. You know,
well, and yeah, I mean, the spaghetti westerns,
really good ones. Well, spaghetti westerns, but also stuff like Butch Cassidy,
and the Sundance Kid,
stuff like that. There are some really good ones from the heyday of westerns, and we're still getting good ones. But it's like when Blazing Saddles came out, it basically killed the western genre because it was a parody of westerns that just like was so on point that like it made everyone just stop making western.
I'm looking at some trivia, not about what the movie was. I'm sure I'll find that, but so yeah, James Mangold stated the movie is set in 2029 to avoid any conflict with Days of Future Past, but also to make it a standalone, not bound to any sequel. You know, an interview for this film, Hugh Jackman said in an interview, the only way he would reprise his role is if a crossover between Deadpool and Wolverine would happen.
Ah. Hell yeah. Well,
and
that's
then
exactly
Deadpool
what's
even
happening.
He begs him in Deadpool 2, hey, when you hang up your claws, a lot of people are going to be sad. And but when your buddy Deadpool, you know, I like how they have the 90s. The Jim Lee look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like prophetic. But yeah, he's coming back to do a Deadpool and Wolverine movie. It's literally called Deadpool and Wolverine.
I love it.
Now, I do also think, especially if Ryan's involved, he's probably going to end up doing one more at least, like Secret Wars. But maybe not. Maybe Deadpool and Wolverine will finally be the last one. I guess we'll find out. But I've also heard rumor that basically Deadpool and Wolverine is similar to Captain America Civil War, like where it's like Avengers 4.5 or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it's movie leading to the next big thing.
So yeah, it's a big turning point in the Marvel
yeah.
universe.
Well, because all this multiverse shit has happened and whatever, and like, of course, Deadpool would be the one they recruit because he has all the multi, like, I mean, fourth wall awareness, like all that stuff.
Yeah,
I think that has to be at least one of the reasons they're recruiting him, just because he knows he's in a movie, like he knows everything about the books and all that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, and yeah, Professor X is. And having a seizure. I like the camera shaking. It's like, yeah, everyone is having a seizure because he is.
Oh, yeah.
Or no, they're frozen. They're frozen.
Frozen, yeah.
And Logan's the only one that can power through it. Just like he was the only one that could power through Jean Grey's mind shit and like her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, she also has telekinesis, but yeah, he was the only one that could power through it. That guy slowly
like,
looks at him.
Slowly looking at him like.
He's like, imagine what he's thinking. I have a mouth and I can't scream, you know? Like,
well, she's powering through it a little bit too.
Yeah. There you go.
I like this. This is.
Yeah, he's just slow, like walking through mud. Ooh. Head. I love how he's going straight for the headshots though. I mean, that's actually kind of showing mercy.
Yeah, I think that's it's instant. Just he has no patience.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about showing mercy, but yeah, it's the quickest way, yeah.
Yeah.
They all drop.
Yeah. They learned their lesson a little bit there, going like, yeah, don't send in a squad of soldiers to just like.
She finished him off.
Grab Professor X. Like,
yeah. Well, standard Professor X would like go in their minds and like teach them all a lesson about, you know, being good people and turning the other cheek and peace and all that. Like he would have a whole, like in the comic book, in the books, like he would have like a whole class session with guys in his mind in the span of like maybe a minute, but it seems like hours.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Like he did that in X-Men 97 recently.
I like that Professor X here, he's like saying he's sorry, like he knows what happened.
Yeah. Oh well, yeah, he could have killed a lot of fucking people. And everyone's fucked up from it.
Yeah.
And whatever the radius is for his powers.
At least 400 guests, so just the casino.
Yeah.
They're lucky.
Yeah.
That it was just the
well,
casino.
If it would have kept going, you know, if it were. She's your child.
Green screen.
No, yeah.
Rear projection going on here.
There.
I mean, it's well done, but you can kind of tell still.
Yeah.
Well, the more far away shots from across the car where you can see like the dirt on the window, it kind of makes hides it better.
Mm-hmm.
But the close ups, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just my.
Oh, I see it. I definitely
my partner,
it.
she gets annoyed when I like watch movies with her and I like
and like point out flaws,
point
and,
out stuff
well, yeah,
like that,
like do what we're doing,
and she's like, why do you have to like criticize the movie and like hate the movie so much? I'm like, I don't hate it. This is just like
it's
how
just like
I
film nerd stuff. It's
just film nerd stuff. It's just how
we
I
record
watch movies.
Commentaries.
Yeah. There was a brief period in high school where I considered going to film school instead of to college. Like,
well,
I'm glad I didn't.
I almost became the guy, especially group settings. That's funny. I always became the guy that would pause the movie to explain something or explain, like, this actor. Oh, yeah, so-and-so, they've been in this and this, and
yeah,
I just really like this person. Oh, and this, oh, and this part. Oh, you know,
yeah,
I had a...
Did you know that error that Viggo Mortensen broke his toe when he kicked that helmet?
Yeah.
That whole...
And we can't do that here. We have to just keep talking.
Yeah.
But, oh, and I've definitely done that with that exact...
With that
thing
exact,
in Lord of
yeah.
Rings.
Yeah.
Did you know he broke his toe when he kicked the helmet, and that's why he screamed and everything? Yeah, oh, did you know that he blocked the dagger? He had to block the dagger in real life because the stunt man threw the dagger.
I love that one, yeah. No, but like sometimes when I'm watching a movie or if I'm talking about a movie, I will talk about it like critically. And I'm like, it'll come off as like sounding like I don't like the movie. I'm like, that's not what I'm trying to. I don't dislike the movie. I just, that's just how my mind works when I watch movies sometimes.
How our brains work.
Yeah. I'm a film nerd. I really like behind the scenes stuff and analyzing it. And
Front claws for hunting. And yeah, she's pretty much just the female version of him.
Yeah. In some ways, better. Like, improved.
Like the foot claw thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
And the only the claws are animanium?
I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it's supposed to be,
because it said implants, and that makes the most sense, because she wouldn't be able to grow.
Because isn't it like... Also, the animanium, like, it helps him in some situations, but it also,
basically,
it also inhibits, it also
pros
like
and cons.
Hinders his healing factor a little bit.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening here, not only with the GMOs, but it's poisoning him.
Yeah.
His healing factor always has to fight it.
So, like, I guess,
and then add on stuff that depletes his healing factor, anyways. Oh,
there's
shit.
Some like very specific situations where having the full skeleton is good, but like most of the time,
there's a lot of situations
it's
actually.
Better. Like
unbreakable bones. He can be blown up a nuclear blast and he'll still have skeleton. And he'll still grow.
Yeah, it's how he survived Jean Grey.
It's how he survives any encounters with Hulk.
Yeah,
but like when Hulk punches Wolverine in the head, his whole brain turns to mush.
Yeah,
you know, like everything inside is pretty fucked, but he'll
so
back.
In a lot of ways
it's
not that her skeleton is better, but it's different pros and cons.
It doesn't
like
have
the
hindrance. Well, because in the comics,
pros and cons,
when he got it, when Magneto stripped his adamantium away, Wolverine, his healing factor accelerated and became feral, like he became like a beast. Because in the 90s, they had to do everything extreme. So they extremified Wolverine.
Before we get to this scene, I gotta go use the restroom real quick. Yeah.
I'll keep it going. Man, I feel so sorry for this family. Their whole reason in this film is to get killed and to just move the plot forward. Not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, that just happens in movies. I mean, yeah, this whiskey. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. I'm drinking it straight, though. Just drinking it straight. And I gotta tell you guys, it's making me want to talk in a southern accent. Anyways. Anyways, yeah, Richard Grant's pretty good in this. He's Stryker's son, right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, Professor X with Alzheimer's, that's a ticking time bomb. I mean, he's not wrong. Here's their homestead. A nice home. It's sad, man. I mean, it's a nice house. They're so hospitable. Take them to dinner. Man, that looks like some good eating, too, man. Mashed potatoes, biscuits, gravy, green beans, steak. I mean, that's an American meal right there. Or is that meatloaf? Either way, that's an American meal. Yeah, you gotta share. But she's lived such a fucked life in the hospital. I'm sure this is the most food she's gotten to eat in one sitting.
All right, I'm back.
Oregon.
Has anyone died yet? Dakota.
No, but they set it up for this family to die. I was just talking about, like, the meal they're eating is just a classic American. Like, I would so eat that right now with a beer.
What are they eating right now? Green beans, mashed potatoes, steak. Oof.
I think it's meatloaf.
Meatloaf, still.
Yeah.
I've never loved meatloaf, but I also don't think I've ever had, like, a really good meatloaf. You know? So I would give meatloaf another chance if it was, like, a good meatloaf.
I don't think I've ever, now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever had meatloaf, like, out to eat. I don't even know if that's a thing. Like, what restaurant has meatloaf?
I guess some, like, diners do it.
Well, diners, yeah, true. Yeah. But it's always homemade meatloaf and
mashed potatoes and green beans there, though. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I love green beans. My grandpa grew
but I gotta
green beans.
Catch up on my meatloaf, though.
Yeah. My grandpa grew green beans in his garden.
Oh, yeah.
When I was growing up. So when I'd go to his house for dinner and stuff, we would have freshly grown green beans sometimes. So good.
I
love green beans. And mashed potatoes. But I mean, like, but like meatloafs, it's kind of just like, I mean, I like meatballs, right? And
listen to Logan, they have to go.
Oh yeah.
He did say that. He said we have to go. We have to hit the road.
They should have gone.
Yeah.
But like I like meatballs and stuff like that. And I know it's not, meatballs aren't exactly the same as meatloaf, but they're like the same family of food. Right? And I feel like if I like meatballs, I should like meatloaf if it's well done. Like,
well, meatballs have sausage in them.
Not always. But they usually have like breadcrumbs and stuff like that to like hold it
breadcrumbs,
together.
Any self-respecting meatball, any self-respecting Italian restaurant has some sausage in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a good prop, like the best meatballs have sausage, but like,
I'm thinking Italian meatballs, not like,
they don't have to, though. You can make
frozen in a bag meatballs.
You can make
meatballs.
Trust
me, I've had plenty of, when I went low carb for a while, I had the meatballs in the bag.
Yeah. But like, you can make meatballs. Like, I make meatballs sometimes. I usually just use like ground beef.
Yeah.
Because my partner is allergic to pepper.
Well, I feel like there has to be
another. I don't use
the
Italian sausage because they usually have paprika in them and stuff like that. And
yes, technically,
yeah,
a ball of meat is a meatball.
But like,
for me, I prefer it has to constitute multiple. It has to be.
Yeah, it's not just meat. Like
at least two different meats.
I usually do
beef,
like,
and sausage.
Well, like I'll do one type of meat, but like I'll do like egg to hold it together with some like panko breadcrumbs and seasoning. You know,
you should. Like, are you a monster?
Yeah, like it's not just meat.
Me,
don't get me wrong, if you just put a bunch of ground beef into a pan and cooked it, I would probably eat it, but it wouldn't be like tasty, like good. You know, I would eat it because I'm not picky. I don't know. I've just never had like a really good meatloaf, but I feel like I've just never encountered a really good meatloaf. So like,
great commentary track. I mean,
yeah.
the tangents we go on, great stuff. But shit's about to get real here.
Yeah.
It turns into a horror movie for a second, like a slasher movie. You'll see what I mean.
Logan 2017 is a movie about superheroes, but it's definitely not a superhero movie. In fact, the movie verges on other genres, sometimes feeling like a Western and at other times feeling like an action flick, while all the while managing to feel like a science fiction movie. I will be examining the interesting mix of genres in this movie, as well as the narrative elements of the film. That's the opening paragraph of my essay.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it there for
Keep
now.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Yeah.
No, we'll
no,
get
this
there.
Is a slow part.
We're gonna
No,
we're
you
gonna...
gotta do it before we get to the action.
All right, well, a little bit more. We're gonna sprinkle this in.
All right.
The movie takes place in the near future within the established X-Men movie universe. In the future, mutants have gone extinct due to no new mutants being born. Convoluted. The story follows Logan, or the Wolverine, in parentheses Hugh Jackman, as he comes to terms with his growing sickness and a young girl named Laura, Daphne Keene, who has entered his life, who is a genetic clone of himself. I used "who" too many times in that sentence there.
Do you remember what you got on? What grade you got?
I got an A, but it was like a 200 level class, so it's like not like super high standards. Yeah.
Right.
It was a good class though. It was a class. It was in the evenings, which sucked sometimes. But it was like twice a week at like 8 o'clock in the evening. But it was history of film. So the routine of the class was we would go in on Tuesday, and we would have a lecture about like film history, and then on Thursdays we would watch a movie that was related like what we were doing in class. So it was good, you know. I definitely did not like sneak boxed wine in a thermos into class ever.
He picks his iPod. Well, it's pretty fucked considering what happens here.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't know.
Well, no, no one knows. I like how he goes with him to help him work on his water filter or whatever it is.
I mean, honestly, this is like a really, really good setup here. Like the calm before the storm.
Oh, like, this is very Terminator. Like where I swear, which one is it where they get shot up in like a barn house or something? Is that T2?
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen
something
that.
Like that.
What's
a mutant? He knows she's a mutant. No, he's in one of his classic looks now.
Yeah, the wife beater.
Yeah.
What's it actually called? Because I don't like calling.
I hate calling
beater.
That. I know.
I know there's a term for it that's not wife beater.
What is
like? I mean, other than just a tank top, but a tank top could mean multiple things, and that's like a very specific style of tank top.
Sleeveless,
like
sleeveless shirt. The term white beater reportedly became synonymous for an undershirt after a 1947 criminal case where a Detroit man was arrested for his beating his wife to death. Newspapers printed a photo of the white beater wearing a stained undershirt. So it's not even like, wow. Yeah.
It's yeah, just like an undershirt tank top type of thing. I don't know. I wish there was a more common phrase for it other than wife beater. I think that's a very unfortunate. Yeah. They are comfy though. I have some of those. Oh, nice. I wear them under my work shirts sometimes, and it's a good undershirt.
Snaps it in half.
I don't look as good as Hugh Jackman though when I take my shirt off.
No, no one does.
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a beer belly right now, and
well, he he also
I look
water
a little
fasted and stuff.
Oh yeah, I look a little bit white trash when I wear one of those.
Most people do.
Yeah, but they're comfy though. They're a good undershirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't wear them outside of the house by themselves. Obviously, only time I wear just one of those is like when I'm at home. Like,
yeah, right now I'm just wearing another shirt because I just got on my work clothes.
Yeah,
I didn't care. Oh fuck. Yeah, that's not Logan.
Yeah, here it comes.
This actually surprised me in the theaters. I fell off, but obviously when it happened.
Wow, Patrick Stewart here.
He's like confessing, you know.
Yeah.
He talks about how this has been one of the happiest days he's had. Dude, yeah, that's...
Oh. Damn.
I mean, we've seen him die so many times, but this is probably the worst one.
And it's kind of sad, too, because, like, on top of all that, this Wolverine is, like, a child. He doesn't know any better. You know,
well, he's not even a like person, really. This is what they wanted to do to Wolverine,
yeah,
originally. And yeah, he just slaughters everyone. It's fucking brutal. Oh, and this fight. My God.
I know this movie was like nominated for like a screenplay or something like that. At the Oscars that year, but I think Patrick Stewart should have at least been nominated for supporting actor if he wasn't. Damn.
Wow. Coming face to face with his own, like, demons, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he could have been. That's what he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And he has to fight a version of himself that is in his prime and that is just a killing machine.
He's able to do it though because this other Logan is like, well, when I say like he's a child, it's like he doesn't know. He's brand new. He has no experience.
When I've seen Well, they have cameras in his eyes. I'm pretty sure he's just like essentially like a Terminator, like a robot. Oh yeah, those guys are so fucked. But yeah, imagine you're 50 fighting yourself when you were 25, or you know.
Yeah.
Fighting the peak version of yourself that has no morals. Oh, they're looking to hire him as a
5 grand a week, that ain't bad.
no. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like
And yeah,
how
that's peak healing factor and everything, you
I like
know,
how
like
Grant there, Richard E. Grant there is like, oh shit, oh no.
yeah, look what they've unleashed. Yeah.
Oh,
What did he
damn.
say?
Just like goes silent there for a moment. Like,
Well, for a moment, he's dead.
well, I just mean like the music and everything went
Oh,
silent for like a for a moment right there.
yeah. No, that's a great score.
It's an okay score. It's well implemented into like the movie,
I
but
think
I
like the
don't.
Logan theme in it is really good.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of super memorable moments in the score.
It's well implemented.
I do
You can't
remember
deny
when
that.
the trailer released, it had Hurt by Johnny
Hurt, yeah.
Cash in the trailer, and that got me stoked for it. But
Yeah. Well, they play a Johnny Cash song at the end of this too.
yeah. Oh, yeah, Caliban.
Oh yeah.
It's a
Damn.
badass last line there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think the score is like the original score is it's not super memorable, but it's really well
Haunting here though.
like
Oh, here's the fight.
it's really well implemented into the movie though.
And he's just slashing into him, and it's just nothing. Like, he's basically toast just from that.
Yeah.
Like, he's giving it his all, and he's getting slaughtered. He does like through the armpit thing here. Yeah, there it is. Ouch.
Yeah. Oh.
Like he was about to kill him. Like,
Yeah. And this poor guy here.
yeah. Whole family died, dude. You can't even kill him. Oh yeah, he tries to shoot Logan here too.
Well, he's confused. He's like, the fuck are you?
Well, also it's your fault.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to stop him. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this part. I think it's haunting with the score here.
Yeah, like I said, the score is like really well implemented. It's just not memorable.
No, it's not.
But not every movie needs like a memorable score.
John Williams.
Ultimately, the point of a score in a movie is to serve
fit the tone
what you're watching, right? Yeah. I guess.
Think about it. She hardly knew Professor X, and she's pissed.
Yeah.
But there's a theory that his universe, this X-Men universe or whatever, is always bound to go to hell. Like, for whatever reason. And the true reason is just that's just the movies they made. But it'd be interesting to see that explored, because the Wolverine and the new Deadpool, also his world died or whatever, went to shit. Yeah. So be interesting to see, like, just if like, that's just something, it always corrects itself, like Beast said.
Like, yeah. Just like the Hugh Jackman version of Wolverine always ends up in these types of situations.
Yeah.
And that's how he dies in the end. He gets impaled on something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I love how in Deadpool 2 it zooms out from the Logan like toy impaled on the log.
It's yeah. Like,
fuck you, Logan.
You had to go one up me, die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go back and forth on Deadpool 1 or 2 and which one I like more. I think
Deadpool 1 was just so refreshing and just such a shock. Like, we saw the leaked test footage, and then here's Deadpool. Like, no one saw it coming.
But Deadpool 2, I think, went harder into like the X-Men stuff. And I mean, Josh Brolin as Cable was bigger just budget too. So good. Like,
yeah, I love his Cable. And he had Deadpool telling him, like, oh, calm down, Thanos, or whatever he said, you know.
Sun's getting low.
Yeah, sun's getting low. He said shit like that. He said, oh, you got a Winter Soldier on. Like, he's always been aware and made references to the larger cinematic universe. It's just finally time for him to actually be involved in it.
I think that's one of the problems I had with She-Hulk.
Well, I will say
I like She-Hulk. I thought it was a good show. Wasn't perfect, but I like it. People shit on it a lot. It's undeserved. It's a good show. But She-Hulk does a thing where, like, she is a fourth wall breaking character like Deadpool, and she does it at the end.
She was before Deadpool, technically.
Yeah, and the way they did that is very She-Hulk, but that show can't decide from scene to scene whether she is a fourth wall breaking character or not.
Yeah, and also it was just so, like, poorly handled, and it just raises so many questions.
Like,
and
Deadpool is constantly in the movies, like, constantly making reference, either breaking the fourth wall directly,
but he's not literally
making references.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about when she, like, literally goes into our world and confronts the Kevin Feige robot. I mean, like, in Deadpool, he's pretty consistently throughout the movies either breaking the fourth wall or making references that break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
In She-Hulk, she jumps from either a character that doesn't seem like they're aware that they're in a comic book universe at all,
mm-hmm.
to directly crazy breaking the fourth wall. I don't think there's a lot of consistency from scene to scene with her, is, I think.
I love how he just rages on the truck after burying him.
Yeah.
I
would too. But yeah, well, I mean, like.
No, I see what you mean. Like, Deadpool is either just making references to another thing, to another movie or whatever. And it's not always just super Marvel shit. Like, it's all kinds of shit. Just
Well, it's like in She-Hulk, when she meets Daredevil. She doesn't do any fourth wall breaking when she meets Daredevil.
She's not like, oh, I thought you were going to be the Ben Affleck version or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, she doesn't do any of that stuff, but Deadpool would. And it's not that...
Again, and every other character that interacts with him, like, just writes it off as just he's fucking insane.
Yeah. And again,
except when Professor X read his mind.
Oh, yeah.
And went fucking nuts because...
But, like, again, like, I do like the She-Hulk show. I thought it was pretty good. But, like, I think the way they handled the fourth wall breaking was really inconsistent. And I think the show would have been better if they had been more consistent with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she took him to the doctor.
I think that's my problem with the finale of She-Hulk, why it felt like it came out of nowhere.
It was out of nowhere.
Was not because it's out of character for She-Hulk to do something like that, but because they just didn't really do a good job establishing that she would do something like that.
No.
In the show. I think that's the problem with it. Again, though, I do like
that's probably show. His first time at a doctor in decades.
Centuries.
Or since he's had his powers, I mean.
Unless you count Jean Grey.
Well.
But I don't think he counts kind of Jean Grey as a doctor. Yeah,
that wasn't a medical visit.
But
that was an oral exam. But it moves. Last stand. Famke Jensen, come on.
Yeah.
We talked about it in the last one. But she's appeared in that. She was a Bond girl for a good reason.
Yeah.
There's never been an unattractive Bond girl. At least that I know of. No, never. There hasn't been. Yeah, she only knows Spanish. Just yelling at him in Spanish.
This is a good exchange here. I like this.
Yeah. Well, he's doing the same thing he's done before, where he just yells at someone louder when he doesn't understand them.
Yeah. I do like Hugh Jackman. Remember? Because, like, comic Wolverine probably he knows about the languages. Or, yeah. Like, but I like his version is just like, no, if he talks loud enough.
Well, just like in the Wolverine, where he just yells at him. Eden. It's like it's a comic book. Stan Lee wrote it.
I like how he's basically like, here, like, fine, I'll fucking drive you to the coordinates just to prove you wrong.
Yeah. Yes. Just think you shut up. And he finally gives it news.
Yeah. I wonder what the pedestrians watching this from the sidewalk are thinking.
Fucking fantasy land. That's a really cool Bronco.
That is. That's awesome.
Especially if, like, if the paint was redone and stuff.
Yeah. I love those old Broncos. There's a guy up my
way. Hey, where is this supposed to be? Where are those mountains? Okay. I guess they could.
Yeah. There's a customer at my work who has a old Bronco that he's, like, fully restored, and it's awesome.
Oh, really?
It's like a cherry red. It's really cool.
Awesome. My high school was also our mascot was the Hornets, but we were orange and black.
Ah, my high school was the Grizzly Bears, and our colors were blue and gold.
Oh, your fingers can go backwards. That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, I always like that effect. I don't know.
Oh, there's, yeah. Awesome. I've almost done that before.
I've never been quite to that point.
I've been at that point. I was driving me and my girlfriend back home from Sedona a few weeks ago, actually, and I started dozing off like that. Well, not quite dozing off, but it was taking everything for me to stay awake.
Yeah.
And I swerved a little. I was like, "Oh fuck, you have to take over. I
I
can't
have
do
had
it."
times where like it took a effort to stay awake, but I've never like started swerving
That's
because of
actually
it.
only one of the only points that I got to that point. I can usually power through it. And now, if I have energy drink, or something, or if I have energy or whatever, if I have that, then
I do remember like
I can
driving to and
artificially.
from Durango and LA in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that with you once and then another time too.
Well,
And
yeah, me and Caleb drank like sick. We drank a few Nosses that night, and we ended up getting
yeah.
such bad like shivers and goosebumps from it.
I
It stuck
remember
like
that, yeah.
days.
I remember another time I did it, you weren't on this trip, it was me and Caleb driving, and we were so tired. We're just keeping each other awake and drinking. I think we were drinking
Yeah.
like green teas and stuff like that.
Green tea, people.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Don't drink and drive.
We hit this jackrabbit. It was the biggest jackrabbit I've ever seen.
Oh,
Or
yeah, I
jumped
know
out
what
in front of
it is.
us. And we were just so tired that when we hit it and like sideswiped it, our just both of us were just like,
Yeah.
And that's like,
Right.
that was
But yeah,
over
she
on Highway
drives.
666, I think, when we were driving.
Yeah, well, it's renamed like Route 491, right? But
Yeah.
yeah, it was originally
Yeah, go check out our Haunted
Highway
Highways
666.
episode.
Yeah, we talked about that. That was a long time ago, brother.
Yeah, I probably tell that story on there.
What
That's
episode
funny.
are we on, anyways?
170. Oh, I don't know.
I've completely lost. I haven't been keeping track. I've just been going through the motions.
I'd have to look again. The only reason I know is because I'm the one that's uploading them.
Yeah,
Somewhere in
which makes
between
sense.
170 and 180. I know that.
Oh, whoopsie daisies. It looks like you mistitled our latest episode as episode 72.
No.
Just realized
I'll have to
it
fix
went from
that.
172 to 72.
Must have been tired when I uploaded that.
Yeah, we just went
So
100
that
episodes
should be
back.
173, actually.
Three. Yes.
So this is 174. I'll fix that.
Just now realize that. Yeah.
I'll fix that right now. Hold on.
What would Batman do? And that episode's not just about Batman, but he's one of the main. It's a what if it we talk about scenarios.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a fun episode. I enjoyed it.
Was a fun like thought experiment.
Let's
Well,
see.
actually, speaking of thought experiments, we did the one we talked about the afterlife and what happens after we die.
Oh yeah,
It's
that
very
was fun.
spiritual and philosophical.
We
Episode 171.
like to get weird
Check
when
that
we
out.
can.
Oh yeah, they just lift him up on this gantry on the.
All right. 173.
This the canyons of North Dakota.
I always forget that like North Dakota has like desert landscapes and stuff like that.
Well,
It's crazy.
it's like high plains. It's like high plains landscape with some
Yeah.
canyon lands type thing.
Yeah, the Badlands and all that.
Yeah, I haven't
All
personally
right,
been up
I
there.
have updated that the title of that episode. It's
But
173
north,
now.
yeah. So this would be 174.
This is, yes.
Pretty wild. He could play young Rami Malek. So she has like Iceman DNA, I bet.
We have more episodes than Community.
Well, I just remember when we created the show.
We have more episodes than Parks and Rec.
Yep.
We're not quite to The Office. The Office has like 200 episodes, something like that.
I remember when we first made the podcast and everything, and there was a lot of new podcasts coming out during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, there was a whole wave of them. We were part of that wave. I'm not going to say like, oh, we, it was,
no,
whatever.
Yeah.
But COVID was like the last straw that broke the camel's back, and in making the podcast, but we stuck with it, damn it.
Yeah.
So there's podcasts that I even talked to back then that we went defunct like a year, within a year or less.
Yeah.
Like, they just stopped.
We're still on it.
And I think a lot of people go in trying to get big numbers quick or stuff like that, or get a big audience quick. But, and that's all well and good and all, you want audience but numbers, and we're doing pretty good. I mean, we have our ups and downs.
Yeah.
But we have listeners in Japan, which is cool. I've seen that. But either way, I'm just saying, a lot of people go in through the wrong reasons. You have to enjoy doing it. Whatever podcasts.
I mean, honestly,
topic you do.
At this
like
point,
if you're a troop.
At this point, the podcast is just an excuse to hang out, which is
especially
was
since
originally.
We live across state line, you know, different parts of the country now. But
it's kind of come full circle. Originally, the podcast was an excuse to hang out and drink some beer.
Hang out.
And I think we went through a period where we were, not that we don't take it seriously still, but we were taking it more seriously. And it's come full
no,
circle
and I
as it's
on...
still just an excuse to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I tend on trying to take it more seriously and whatever. But
But
also, yeah, you gotta do it for the right reason, whatever you're doing. But like with podcasts, like any potential podcasters or whatever listening, or if you've been minorly interested in it, I know a guy that does one just by himself, and he like interviews people every once in a while.
Nice.
If you want to just hear yourself talk, or you just have something important to say, or like I mean, there's millions of true crime podcasts. If you're going to do a true crime podcast, have some kind of angle that's unique. Please. I'm so sick of it. But, and not to say that there's not a ton of podcasts, just dudes hanging out. Yeah, there's a ton of that too.
Plenty of
but,
those.
um,
yeah.
But enjoy who you're talking with, enjoy what you're talking about, and just have a fun time. And if you have a fun time, the audience will, you can tell when you're listening.
Yeah.
Because I've listened to some podcasts, new and like big ones that I think are just kind of disgenuine, and small ones that I think are, you know, that at least have the kind of heart to it, but personality to it, but
Oh,
like
there's a drone.
my favorite podcast of all time, besides ours, of course. No, but my favorite podcast is The Weekly Planet.
Yeah, they're good.
And similar to us, you know, just two friends just talking about shit like this. And I mean, we do a lot of shit like they do, but we also do a lot of shit that they wouldn't do or they don't do. But what I like about what really draws it in is their.
I love that they shave his beard, or they cut his beard here.
Into the Wolverine.
Yeah.
Facial hair. Yeah. Yeah, back to the movie. But anyways, I'm just saying, if you're not having fun while doing it, there's, and you're just doing it for clout or whatever, in this day and age, with as fast people go up and down and whatever, and
yeah,
with TikTok being banned, maybe like if you're trying to do a TikTok, but like
being
do
really
because you enjoy it,
being really
do
successful on the internet these days takes a combination of luck
luck
and
insanity.
Like, And instead, like the amount of effort you really have to put into it is pretty insane.
You have to, like, grind, man.
Yeah, and we just like to have
fun. I like living a normal life and having fun doing this. I don't, if like there's been times where this stresses me out, especially in the past.
Yeah, sometimes I don't.
And that's where like let's just take a break, and that's why we take our month long break in January just to get a breather. And, you know, we don't freak out if we have to miss a week.
But, like, but there's also definitely times, like tonight, I was looking forward to hanging out and watching
Looking forward to
tonight.
It, yeah, exactly. Most of the time, I do look forward to it.
Actually, this movie came up in a conversation at work today, and I was like, I'm actually going to go watch
same,
that tonight.
Same here. Weird. Yeah. But, well, because we're talking about Deadpool and Wolverine.
We did talk a little bit about that, but we were talking about superheroes in general.
Yeah.
Because so we put up a Godzilla display like on our windows. Nice. Someone sent out an email because I guess another
a Godzilla display? Like what do you mean?
Well, it was like we once a month because we have we put up like displays that are themed, and my coworker wanted to do Godzilla. So we have Godzilla, we have Mothra, and we have Kong on the windows.
I think what nice. That's awesome. I think once we finish
and
up
another location, they put up like I think a Batman thing. So someone sent an email like, which was kind of stupid. They were like, who would win in a fight if Batman had 2 weeks of prep time?
Oh my god, the whole prep time thing.
And there were some emails going back and forth, and I was like, I mean, it's not that Batman couldn't think up a weapon of mass destruction that could kill Godzilla like the Oxygen Destroyer, but I don't think he would be willing to use it.
Also, well, would it even work? Which version of Godzilla are we talking about here?
Exactly, yeah. But somewhere in that whole conversation, Logan, this movie came up.
Once we're done with all these, like when we finish up with Deadpool and all that, we should definitely get more to more Godzilla stuff. Maybe even before that.
Eventually we will finish all the Godzilla movies, but
you know, by the time we're like 40 still doing this podcast, if we're still doing it. There's like over 30 Godzilla movies at least.
Yeah.
And we've done like four.
Yeah. But I mean,
wait, we've done Godzilla, the original, which I definitely recommend that. Actually, watch the movie first before you even bother with the commenter.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And we've done
just turn off all the lights in your living room.
Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
Watch the original Godzilla in silence. But just
we did Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah.
And what else?
Did
we do the original Godzilla versus Kong? Or I feel like we would have done that.
I don't think we did.
But I don't think. I think we. No, we didn't.
We did Godzilla Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah.
So we did three?
I think we. Maybe it's only
did
been
we do
three.
Final Wars? No.
I don't remember.
Final Wars should be one of them.
Yeah.
I would have to get extremely drunk to watch that movie. It's bizarre.
Not
always going back
once.
To this. So the green juice fixes his power. It gives him all his power back, right?
Yeah, like it accelerates his healing factor or something like that.
Yeah. Basically, he takes that. It's like he's young again.
Yeah.
For a little while. I like that he's scarred. Like he's not even, like he's getting scars.
Yeah. I do like in this moment though, like he's been so reluctant, but like when he's put in the spot, he doesn't even like question what he should do.
No.
He just does it. Yeah.
They should have styled his hair.
Yeah.
You know, like the Wolverine hair. Missed opportunity. But yeah, he's like, I'm going to fucking pump my veins full of this shit and tear these guys apart.
Yeah.
As much as possible. Alan, Hugh Jackman, have you seen the videos of him recording the ADR for all this?
Oh, no.
It's great stuff. Just Hugh Jackman, you know, screaming like an animal. Yeah, he hasn't put it. He's waiting like till the perfect moment. Otherwise, he wouldn't be breathing all hard like that.
And of course, he is the wife beater for this.
Well, yeah, it's classic Wolverine fights bad guys in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolute classic. Yeah.
The classic setup.
I really hope that Deadpool and Wolverine has a Wolverine fights bad guys in the woods scene.
Well, there seems to be a quick little snippet in the trailer where he's doing like the lunge where like it doesn't make any physically it doesn't make sense. Where,
yeah.
You know how he does the lunge where he like jumps forward but he continues going forward like a video game?
Yeah.
Like and I think he does that here too. There we go. And then they freak out too, the soldiers. They're like, holy fuck, it's the Wolverine.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
we'll see.
I would be like that too. If I was a bad guy soldier, yeah. And the Wolverine showed up leaping through the woods, I'd be like, well, I'm dead.
I would shit my pants. Yeah, yeah. I would just go prone and just hope. Oh, yeah.
Damn,
oh, yeah. Like that. Yeah. Job. So if they get to the border, they're gonna what? Canada's gonna be like, stop right there. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, these guys don't seem like what they're doing is exactly Canada's legal in the first place. So
no, but I guess Canada is such a safe. There must be enough mutants there where they would be fucked if they. Ooh, yeah. That's.
Ooh.
That's good. Yeah, that's brutal. Oh, here comes X Laura. Oh, yeah.
Here he comes. Yeah. This is my boy.
No pun intended, this is like his last stand, you know? Just tearing through him.
There he goes.
Yeah, there, yep. It is. There it is. Yeah. I got a drink.
Yep. Yeah.
I knew it would happen. Not as egregious as like the one they did in was it Last Stand? Or I forget which one. But actually, this is a lot like the scene in Last Stand where he's fighting guys in woods. Same outfits, you know, same yeah. Woods. Probably, they probably get tax breaks. Well, if they filmed this all in New Mexico, which is possible. I think they filmed some of it in Canada, but they get a lot of tax breaks in New Mexico. I know that's one of the reasons Breaking Bad was filmed there.
Oh, huh.
But also... I think all because Breaking Bad was originally supposed to be set in California. I think. Oh, here we go. That's like a Hulkbuster gun, like the sound cannon or whatever.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, this is great here. Yeah. Shoots the guy on the cannon.
Yeah. This is peak.
I love him like tag teaming here.
Mm-hmm. He can take it right now.
That's awesome.
That's sick.
Just father and daughter just killing bad
guys.
It's
already wearing off. It's wearing off. Yeah, took it off. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just grabs a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Well, somebody's got adamantium bullets again, too. I think Hugh Grant does or something. Or what's his name? The guy that's always a bad guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, and he has to just keep his claws out, otherwise, what a dick.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're also looking at the man that just killed like 80% of your soldiers, so yeah, so yeah, they put it in the corn as GMOs, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in corn syrup. Just shoots him, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It's in the middle of his monologue.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, he's got electric powers. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
And, like, he knows this is a fight he can't win. Yeah. Fuck. I mean, like you said, obviously he's more experienced. He's
yeah, but he can't hold
no.
up though. Yeah.
Now, regular Wolverine, like prime Wolverine, yeah, would probably wipe the floor of him.
Yeah.
Because he's experienced and, you know, doesn't have any of the drawbacks. Oh, yeah, she does a pretty good job against him. Shows him off. Yeah,
with the feet.
That's a good addition. Oh, fuck. The harpoon. That's brutal. Oh, yeah, they fuck him
Oh,
up.
yeah. Fucking deserves it too.
And they like all use their powers at once. Like total overkill. Damn, Laura. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got
damn.
Him.
Yeah. Probably hurt.
Yeah. Oh, he's like an earthbender, right?
Oh, I remember this. Yeah, it's just.
Oh, yeah, and a whole fucking truck falls on.
Yeah.
But he knows that's only going to slow him down. Because he knows he would have been able to survive that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Here it is. Yeah. No, and the animating bullet he had on him.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember now.
Oh, fuck.
Oof.
Then, lose fucking freezer. Now, why it didn't? Because like he gets shot with Adam bullet and
Yeah, I don't know.
depends on the angle or whatever, or the caliber, I guess.
Maybe.
But who cares? I'm glad he's dead. Not glad that he's dead. But no, this was. Big sad, definitely sad. Especially, while when we thought this was Hugh Jackman's final performance, Logan, it was just so.
Yeah. I don't remember,
Oh.
but I probably cried in the theaters.
Yeah, real
Yeah.
men cry during this
Yeah.
scene. Don't be what they made you. This is what it feels like.
Damn.
And what do you think he means there? Dying?
I think so. Yeah.
That's what dying feels like?
Because he's never been able to. He's been pretty much immortal.
Yeah. And remember in the Wolverine, she said you would die holding your heart in your hand.
Yeah.
And it was true. It wasn't as literal as it was, like the movie proposed it to be.
Yeah. He died with Laura.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he planned it or anything, but considering James Mangold directed both of them.
Yeah. It's at the very least a very good coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she the speech from the West.
Right.
Don't they tip the crossover and make it an X for X-Men?
Yeah, she does, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's got the Wolverine toy.
Oh, yeah.
That. But yeah, as long as like they don't fuck with this, like this Logan died.
Yeah.
Like this is it for
Yeah.
this version.
I think it seems like the version we're seeing is obviously like a different
Yeah.
like version of him, yeah.
A lot of people think maybe it is the same one, but like before the poisoning or whatever gets worse because his claws come out slow in that scene.
I don't know.
but who knows?
Maybe
I hope it's not.
People are overthinking
just leave
it.
this disconnected at its own thing. Yeah, people overthink everything. But yeah, that's cool. It's the X.
X-Men, yes. And there
it
is.
That's it. That's Logan.
And some Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yep. Man comes around, right? Or no, it's
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the same album as Hurt.
Yeah, same out American what is it called? What's your recommendation?
What?
What's your recommendation on Disney Plus after this film?
Oh, it
like when
it
it
was
pops
it was it was
propagates.
Paw Patrol.
Mine is Spidey and his amazing friends.
Maybe that was I don't know. I exited it out. It looked like something
Mine
like
is
that.
Spidey and his amazing
Paw
friends.
Patrol is
I'm not
probably
joking.
not even on here, is it? I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah, I got kid show for that.
I wonder if kids are getting Logan after watching Spidey and his amazing friends.
Yeah, it just starts playing. But yeah, great film.
Yes.
Oh, I love this song. But yeah, great film. And like we said at the beginning of this whole series, what a crazy like anthology, like trilogy, like
Yeah, just
tonally different,
varies
you know,
wildly
quality
in
wise.
quality.
Yeah, wildly varying in quality. And then by the time Deadpool and Wolverine comes out, that's gonna be four movies that he stars in that are just so he's just
So
completely
different, yeah.
disconnected and different. So but yeah, next is gonna be Deadpool. So we're gonna switch gears and have fun with that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a fun one.
That's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. But we're gonna do that probably towards the end of May.
Yeah. That's what we've been kind of doing the end of each month.
Yeah, the end
just
of the month.
About.
And
So
then
we got
and
some
then Deadpool.
Cool ideas coming up for other episodes,
Yeah.
so stay tuned.
Yeah. And then Deadpool 2. And then we'll review Deadpool and Wolverine when
Yes.
that comes out.
Yes.
And then we'll kind of cap this off.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun little journey. Anyways. We'll see you guys next episode.
Yep. Instagram, Facebook, all that. You know the deal. Check it out.
Yeah. We have TikTok now, though, if it's not banned already.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Link tree in description.
Yeah. And also our other podcast, which I don't know what we're going to do with it because we haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, we've been neglecting
Morning
it.
Oddities.
Go check it out anyway, even if we're still neglecting it. We'll see.
Yeah, if you want some new, something different from us.
Yeah.
Anyways. Catch you next week.
This is not a test. I repeat, this is not a test. The Odd Drunk Podcast recommends you follow their Instagram and join their Facebook group for more fun content. To visit all of our current streaming and social media platforms, visit the link tree in the description. If you enjoy the show, we would be appreciated it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts. The Odd Drunk Podcast would like to remind you to drink responsibly and not to drink and drive.